South Sudan Information Minister Michael Makuei told reporters in Juba after a Friday Council of Ministers meeting that Vice President Nyan Deng secured the WFP grant.
The cabinet listened to a presentation from Her Excellency Madam Rebecca Nyan Deng, the Vice President, on her mission to the World Food Program on the country's strategic plan 2020-2023-2024, and in her deliberations over there and contacts, they managed to negotiate for South Sudan a sum of $3.7 billion, being an aid or grant to the people of the Republic of South Sudan.
Makuei says the funds will be used to prevent flooding in the future and improve the living conditions of citizens over the next 2 years.
This amount was to be used in various activities, to be used in the flooding, to be used in the disaster management, to be used in all aspects and agriculture. So all the ministries were directed to read their report and pick the areas of their concern, and they start to develop them in form of projects.
Bor resident Jacob Nial Adak says the government should use the grant to improve security and invest in agriculture so that the country can produce enough food to feed its own people.
Agriculture is the backbone of every country. And even now, as we have seen, the WFP brings food commodities. So where do they get them from? They get these items from agriculture. So that the country is supposed to embark on agriculture. The country is supposed to give at least whatever it has to make sure that it supports agriculture. And the first thing that the government should do is to improve on the security, especially in the rural areas, so that our local community embarks on agriculture, especially in the rural areas. And that is what we are known for. We are a nomad community, and this is what we live for. So I hope if the government improves on security and people embark on agriculture, there'll be no more dependency on WFP items.
Adek says the government has not been transparent about the money it receives. This time, he says, the national government should deliver basic services with the WFP grant money so that it regains the trust of the international community.
So I expect the government to utilize this money and to be very accountable and transparent to the citizens, so that the citizens enjoy the fruits of what they have just had of $3.7 billion. So I expect the government to put them in infrastructure, construction of roads, bringing of water, schools, putting of electricity, and an improvement of security.
Musa Mahadi, the World Food Programme's communication officer in South Sudan, says he has not been informed about the $3.7 billion grant, but expects to know more next week once his colleagues return to work after the holidays. The United Nations says 8 million people may be severely food insecure at the peak of the lean seasons between April and July next year, and women and girls are likely to continue to be at risk of being attacked while carrying out their daily routines, such as fetching firewood. UN OCHA says South Sudan continues to be the most violent country for aid workers. Since the beginning of 2022, 9 humanitarian workers have been killed in the line of duty in South Sudan. Most of them were nationals. For VOA News, I am Deng Gaideng in Bor.